From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The European Union fears an environmental catastrophe after toxic red sludge from a Hungarian aluminum factory reached the Danube River today. As Larry Miller reports from London, this means at least a half dozen countries could be affected.
The Danube is Europe's second largest river and runs through Croatia, Serbia, Romania, Hungary, Bulgaria, Ukraine, and Moldova before emptying into the Black Sea. Hungarian officials do not discuss the level of toxic metal content that's entered the river, but say acidity, which had soared, has since been diluted to normal levels. The Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban visited villages coated by the red sludge and says they're totally destroyed and there's no sense in rebuilding.
The people are desperate. There is no trust at all. So I think it's a serious ecological catastrophe.
The International Commission for the Protection of the Danube says the sludge could trigger long-term damage for wildlife and humans. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Deadly explosions at a Sufi shrine in Karachi, Pakistan today are blamed on two suicide bombers. At least eight people were killed. Dozens more were injured. The BBC's Shoaib Hassan reports on the first moments of the strikes.
Well, they were streaming inside the shrine. It's Thursday and it's traditionally a day of worship at the mosque, but it was quite early hours. The worship starts later in the night, and I think in that way it was quite a lucky break for the government.
The BBC's Shoaib Hassan reporting. Pakistani intelligence officials are accusing the U.S. of killing three people in a drone missile strike along the Afghan border. They say the missiles hit a vehicle near the town of Mir Ali in North Waziristan. It is uncertain if those killed were militants. Today's incident would be the fifth U.S. missile strike reported along the Pakistan border in the past week. The FBI is looking for a person who may have breached security at Philadelphia International Airport by showing up on the tarmac without a security badge. Today's incident forced authorities to deplane U.S. Airways passengers, including Amanda Benner. She says people were ordered off the Bermuda-bound flight without much of an explanation.
The captain made the announcement, and everyone wanted to know, what does a security breach mean? You know, what does it mean when they say it's a security breach? No explanation whatsoever.
Authorities swept the plane for explosives, but found nothing. The passengers are now being rebooked. Not much movement in U.S. stocks, with investors awaiting the results of the latest monthly jobs report. At last check, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 14 points at 10,954. NASDAQ up 2 at 2383. This is NPR News. The Labor Department says new claims for unemployment benefits dropped by 11,000 last week to 445,000. It's the fourth decline in 5 weeks in the U.S. As Danielle Carson reports, analysts say if the claims level stays below the 450,000 mark, it could signal the jobs picture is improving.
While new claims are volatile, analysts say they still provide a snapshot of the labor market. A drop below 425,000 signals employers' willingness to step up their hiring. Wells Fargo economist Mark Vittner says that means the numbers are heading in the right direction.
It was a pleasant surprise to see jobless claims fall 11,000. That's still a relatively high level, but it's the first time we've been below 450 in a couple of months, and that's a key threshold.
Vittner expects the government's employment report, which comes out tomorrow, will show jobs are still scarce and private sector hiring still painfully slow. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Mortgage rates are still falling. Mortgage giant Freddie Mac reports the average fixed rate on 30-year loans dropped to 4.27%, while rates on 15-year loans are down to 3.72%. Yemen is detaining at least seven people in connection with yesterday's rocket attack on Britain's number two diplomat in the capital, Sana'a. London confirmed the deputy chief of the British mission was in the car with several others. One member of the staff suffered minor injuries. Yemeni bystanders were also reported to be hurt. Separately, unidentified gunmen killed a French citizen in a shooting rampage at a gas and oil compound yesterday. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.